No, we haven't. And I say this is the most significant thing on the basis that the key issue and the key word that Donegal people use, whether they're working in Dublin or travelling home or using the A5 up the northwest, is access. It's access all the time. And one thing that Leo Varadkar has been very insistent on since he became Taoiseach is to reference the west and the northwest. And integral to that is the link up, not just along the A5, but on the Monaghan route, but also now within this national framework, we have the N14 into Letterkenny, and this document also references the Lifford, Strabane, Balbuffet road as well. So this is a framework. This here, once it goes into statutory framework, which it will hopefully do after the public consultation is over after the 3rd of November, we will be looking at a situation where this is a blueprint for the future, and when funding does become available, as it did in the past, that it doesn't go to other parts of the country. And that is the reality of what people have had to live with in the Northwest for a long number of years. But equal to that, and most importantly, there will be a capital plan announced now in November. And yes, it is important that we follow up and put meat on the bones with investment. And that is something that I've been working very, very closely with Pascal Donoghue, and I'll continue to put the pressure on in that regard.
When you look at the time frame, what's going to worry a lot of people is the fact that this is a plan to 2040. If you look back to your own days on Donegal County Council, and that wasn't today or yesterday, even at that point, the delay in the Kenny-Lifford Road, the delay in the Twin Towns Bypass was being discussed, and the urgency of those projects was on the agenda. People will worry, we have commitments, that's wonderful, but we don't have timeframes, we don't have commitments to actually start digging, to start building.
The key timeframe is a 10-year capital plan, and that is the one that I've been very, very much focused on. And critical to that is the representations and the work that has gone on through the local democratic channels, the Derry Strabane Council and Donegal County Council, where we do have a gateway where government officials from Northern Ireland and government officials from the Republic have been working very, very closely over the last few years. And it's important now that the referencing of that work is included in this document. And never before have I seen such a reference to that critical work that goes on a northwest basis, because the key thing, the key driver of any region's growth is the city-led growth as well. And we're very fortunate that we're on the outskirts of the fourth largest city on the island, and that is going to be a key driver for future investment. But critical to that, and I reference it again, is access. So access, whether people are commuting on a day-to-day basis and through Northern Ireland, the message is quite clear that the road through the north, the connecting road into Letterkenny, the Bunagee link, these roads are critical. So it's the job of government now, and it's my job to ensure that we get the follow-up investment around these key access roads. It's critical to the future of the county, a county which is going through a very, very positive period at the moment with the Wild Atlantic Way, and certainly business relies on access. And whether you're a multinational company in Letterkenny bringing directors over from America, they need that access. And it's a one thing, it's a one message that keeps coming up, and critical to any investment is to ensure that we get the reference on the national planning framework, and these roads are referenced, these roads are mentioned specifically, the N14 Letterkenny into Derry into Lifford Strabane connecting the A5, and the Monaghan bypass and the Monaghan N2 Dublin is critical as well.
So you can give people a commitment that, as far as you are concerned, within the coming years, within the framework of that capital plan, we will see specific investment, specific infrastructural development, and we will see, as you've put it, meat being put on the bones of the strategy.
Well, if you consider that €5 million has already been invested into consultant engineers on the Lifford Letterkenny Road, which includes the Bunagee link, which also includes the Lifford Balbuffet Road, that work and that investment has already gone in. The TII is working very, very closely with Donegal County Council. There is a specific reference to funding in all the communication I have with them in terms of what is achievable, when we can start on the Lifford Letterkenny Road. So it's up now to me as a government representative and to the government to follow through on that work, because I don't want to see any more money being wasted on that road. Obviously, during the cutback years, there was before on that road, but due to the cutbacks, that work had stopped. But it started again a number of years ago, and I certainly will continue to keep the sharp focus on it.